Patient name, Bobby, B-O-B-B-I-E, last name, Del Cortivo, spelled D-A-L-C-O-R-T-I-V-O. Date of birth is 7-3-03, date of service, 1-10-23. This is a 19-year-old female patient here today. She complains of acute onset, sore throat, bilateral ear pain, swollen lymph glands as well. She states that it's hard for her to swallow it, kind of the pain. Those symptoms seem to wax and wane depending on her activity level, better with rest, of course, worse on activities. She's not taking any medications for relief of these symptoms, period, new paragraph. She denies having any fevers. There is no chest pain or shortness of breath. There's no abdominal pain. There is no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. She maintains her normal bowel and bladder habit as usual, period, new paragraph. Vital signs, blood pressure 122 over 77, pulse 81, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 99%, current weight 196. Allergies, no known drug allergies, current medication none, medical history negative. Surgical history, right shoulder, social history negative for drugs, alcohol, smoking. Labs today include a flu test and a strep test. They were both negative. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. Eyes, pupils are equal, round, react to light. Ears, bilateral tympanic membrane erythema is visualized. Canals are grossly clear. Landmarks are not visible. Oral pharyngeal area, erythematous, mild strawberry tongue, oral mucosa moist. Postnasal drip observed as well. Neck is soft. Tonsillar lymphadenopathy to a mild degree. No masses. No thyromegaly. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, no murmur, lungs clear to auscultation, abdomen, soft, non-tender. Remainder of this exam is unremarkable, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute pharyngitis, otitis media. Patient will be given amoxicillin, 875 BID, 10 days, number 20, period. New paragraph, cough, Bromfed DM, 10 ml, PO, 4 times daily. PRN cough, number 240 ml, period, new paragraph. Patient's going to get plenty of rest, monitor symptoms, get plenty of fluids, and then return to clinic if not improving.